Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Bangladesh opening batsman Tamim Iqbal has been declared fit to play in the second test against the West Indies, which begins in Khulna tomorrow. He suffered an elbow injury during the first test but has been given the all clear by the BCB medical team. With Tamim an initial doubt for the match, Animal Haq had been added to the 14-man squad as cover. He will now remain with the squad. West Indies, of course, won the opening game by 77 runs. Sri Lanka have named a 16-man test squad ahead of their three-test tour to Australia, which begins with the opening test in Hobart on the 14th of December. The only changes to the squad from the New Zealand series are the return of Tilakarani Dilshan and the exclusion of uncapped spinner Tarindu Kaushal in favour of an extra pace bowler in Nuwan Pradeep. Dimuth Karunaratne, who made an unbeaten 60 on debut in the opening test against New Zealand, retains his place as Laharu Tiramani, Tisara Pereira, Ajanta Mendis, Jeevan Mendis and Akhila Dhananjaya are named as standby players. Sri Lanka are also scheduled to play 5 one-day internationals and 2 2020 internationals in Australia. Let's just take you through that test squad in full. Mahela Javadina the captain, Angelo Matthews as vice-captain, Dinesh Chandimal, Tilakarani Dilshan, Shaminder Aranga, Rangana Herath, Prasanna Javadina, Dimuth Karunaratne, Nuwan Kulasekara, Taranga Paranavitana, Nuwan Pradeep, Damaka Prasad, Suraj Randeev, Tilan Samrawira, Kumar Sangakkara and Chanakawela Gadara. England's options ahead of the second test against India, which begins in Mumbai on Friday, have been further limited by Stephen Finn's latest thigh injury. He suffered an injury in the opening match of the tour against India A and has now picked up another injury, which leaves England short of alternatives on the quick bowling front. James Anderson, Stuart Broad and Tim Bresnan managed just one wicket between them during the opening test in Ahmedabad, which India won convincingly by 9 wickets. England will of course have to make at least one change to their side. Ian Bell has returned home where his wife has given birth to their first child.